Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 2nd of June 2024. Original date, 18th of January 2000. Title: Spread Your Vibration of Renunciation, Tapasya and Service into the World Like Father Brahma Did. Today, powerful Bap Dada is seeing his powerful children. Today is the day of remembrance and the day of power. Today is the day when the will of all powers was given to the children. In the world there are many types of wills, but Father Brahma made his will to the children of all the powers that he had received from the Father. No one else can make such an alaukik will. The Father made Father Brahma his instrument in the corporeal form, and Father Brahma made his will of the blessing, "May you be instruments to you children." This will enables you children to experience all powers easily. It is one thing to experience the powers through your own efforts, and another to attain all powers through God's will. This is a gift from God, a blessing from God. It is God's blessings that are making you progress. When you receive a blessing, you don't have to labor in your efforts, but because God makes you an instrument, you easily and automatically make progress. At that time, there were very few in front of Baba. However, you special children were given this will by Bap Dada, and especially by Father Brahma. Bap Dada saw that the children who were given this will by the Father, the original jewels, and the children who were instruments for service, have used the will they received very well. It is because of this will that the Brahmin family is growing day by day. This growth had to take place because of the speciality of you children, and it is continuing. Bap Dada is seeing two specialities in you children: the speciality of the children who have been made instruments, and of those who have been companions, have been very good. Do you know what those specialities are? Do you remember them? Whether you are the original jewels of the establishment or the jewels of service, your first speciality of unity within your gathering was very, very good. None of you, even in your thoughts, had the slightest questions of why, what, or how. Your second speciality was that when one of you suggested something, the other one accepted that. This was the speciality of the atmosphere of the will of extra powers. This is why all of you instrument souls could only see Baba Baba everywhere. Bap Dada is giving so much love from his heart to those children who were instruments at that time. In any case, there was the wonder of the Father, but the wonder of you children was no less. The unity of the gathering at that time, of all being united, is even today making service progress well. Why? The foundation of you instrument souls remained strong. Therefore, even Bapdada was today singing praise of the wonder of you children. Children everywhere garlanded Baba with garlands of love, and the father sang songs of praise of the wonder of you children. Did you ever think that all of this was going to carry on for so long? How long has it been? The sound that emerged from everyone's lips and heart was that you wanted to return home. However, Bapdada knew that service through the Avyakt form still had to take place. Did you have such a huge hall built in the Sakar days? Had Baba's deeply loved double foreign children come at that time? Double foreign children had to take their alaukik birth through the Avyakt sustenance. All of these many children still had to come. This is why Father Brahma had to renounce his corporeal body. Do you double foreign children have the intoxication of being worthy of receiving this Avyakt sustenance? The renunciation of Father Brahma is especially fixed in the drama. At the beginning, Father Brahma's renunciation and the fortune of you children is written in the drama. Father Brahma became the example of the foremost renunciation. Renunciation means to renounce everything when you have everything. Renunciation according to the time and problems is not elevated renunciation. From the beginning, Father Brahma had everything in terms of body, mind, wealth, and relations, and yet he renounced it all. He renounced even his body, and although he could have had all the facilities, he himself still lived in the old building. The facilities began to come from everywhere, and although he could have had everything, he remained very firm in his spiritual endeavors. The tapasya that Brahma performed created the fortune of all of you children. According to the drama, only Brahma became the example of such renunciation. It was this renunciation that created his special part of serving with the power of thought. This is why new children are making fast progress. Therefore, did you listen to the story of Father Brahma's renunciation? You children are receiving the fruit of Brahma's tapasya. The impact of his tapasya is merged in the land of Madhuban. Those children are also with him. There was also the tapasya of those children. However, one would still say that Father Brahma was the instrument. Brahmin children, and even those who came to the tapasvi land of Madhuban, experienced that the atmosphere and the vibrations here made them into easy yogis. You don't have to make effort to have yoga here, because your yoga is easily connected. No matter what type of souls come here, they definitely do experience something or other. They may not understand this knowledge, but they definitely experience spiritual love and peace. They definitely return home and consider making some type of transformation. This impact is of the tapasya of Brahma and the Brahmin children. Together with this, look at the way he did service. He gave practical demonstrations to the children of how to do many different types of service. You are now using all of those different methods much more. Just as you children are receiving the fruit of Father Brahma's renunciation, tapasya and service, in the same way, all of you children have to spread vibrations of your renunciation, tapasya and service into the world. Just as science is showing its impact in a practical way, so the power of silence, which is the creator of science, also has to be revealed. It is now the time to reveal practically the power of silence. The way to spread vibrations of the power of silence very quickly is to concentrate your minds and intellects. Let this practice of concentration now increase. Only with your power of concentration can that atmosphere be created. When there is upheaval, powerful vibrations cannot be created. Today, Bap Dada saw that a lot more power of concentration is needed. All of you children now have to have the determined thought to transform all the circumstances of sorrow of all your brothers and sisters. Let this mercy for them emerge in your hearts. Since the power of science is able to create such upheaval, then are all of you Brahmins, with your power of silence, your feelings of mercy and your thoughts, not able to transform that upheaval? Since you do have to do this, since it does have to happen, you must pay special attention to this. As you are the children of the great-great-grandfather, everyone is part of the branches of your genealogical tree, your family. You are the special deities of your devotees. Do you have the intoxication of being the special deities? Your devotees are crying out for you. Can you hear them? They are calling out, O special deity. However, you are just listening to them, but can you not respond to them? Therefore, Bap Dada now tells you, O special deities of the devotees, now hear their call. Don't just listen to them, but give them a response. What response will you give them? You will respond by creating an atmosphere of transformation. Because they aren't receiving any response from you, they become careless. They cry out for you, and then they become quiet. You have all seen the enthusiasm that Father Brahma had for every task. In the beginning, he enthusiastically looked for the key. Even now, Father Brahma is still asking Father Shiv to open the gates to the home with that key. However, those who have to go with Baba should at least be ready. What would he do by himself? Therefore, you are now going to go with Brahma Baba, are you not? Or are you going to follow him? You are going to go with Brahma Baba, are you not? Therefore, Father Brahma is telling the Father to ask you, if the Father were to give you children the key, would you be ever ready? Are you ever ready? Or are you just ready, but not ever ready? Be ever ready. Are you prepared to take the three papers of renunciation, tapasya, and service? Father Brahma was smiling because you shed many tears of love. Although Father Brahma merges those tears like pearls in his heart, he also definitely has the thought, when will you all be ever ready? You should give a date. At least one person should say, I am ever ready. At least create your companions. Or are you going to leave your companions behind and go by yourself? You would say, but even Father Brahma left us. However, he had to create this creation. He had the responsibility of fast growth. Are all of you ever ready? Not just one of you, but are all of you ever ready? Will Baba go alone, or will he take all of you with him? Are all of you ever ready? Are you ever ready, or will you become this? Speak. At least 900,000 should go together. Otherwise, over whom would you rule? Will you rule over yourselves? The pure desire of Father Brahma for all of you children is, be ever ready and make others ever ready. Today, the special original jewels and the original jewels of service emerged in the subtle region. Those of the advanced party are saying that they are ready. What are they ready for? They say, beat the drums of revelation so that we can all be revealed and become instruments for the creation of the new world. We are invoking the creators of the new world. Everything now depends on you. Beat the drums. Beat the drums and announce, he has come. He has come. Do you know how to beat such drums? You do have to beat them. Father Brahma is now asking you for that date. All of you say that you can't do anything without having a date. Therefore, fix a date for this. Can you fix a date? The Father is asking you to fix a date. The Father is saying, make it today. You fixed a date for the conference, so now have a conference for this. What do those from abroad think? Can the date be fixed? Will you fix a date? Yes or no? Acha, take advice from Daddy Janki and do this. Acha. To the extremely loving and detached children everywhere who are very close to Bap Dada. Bap Dada is seeing that all of you children are lost in love and sitting totally absorbed in love. You are listening and swinging in the swing of celebrating a meeting. You are not far away. You are also not in front of Baba's eyes, but you are merged in his eyes. To the children who celebrate a personal meeting with Baba in this way, to the children in their avyakt form who are lost in love, to the worthy children who constantly give the proof of their renunciation, tapasya and service as the Father did. To the world transformer children who constantly transform the world with their power of concentration. To the double light children who constantly fly by making intense efforts like the Father. Lots and lots and lots of love, remembrance and namaste from Bap Dada. To the servers from Rajasthan. Rajasthan has been given a very good opportunity to serve. Just as your land's name is Rajasthan, the land of kings, so too let such quality souls now emerge. Not subjects, but now let kings of the royal family emerge. Just as the name is Rajasthan, so too such royal souls will emerge who can do such good quality service. Are any kings hidden there? Or are they still behind the clouds as yet? Pay special attention to serving businessmen. Ministers and secretaries constantly keep changing, but businessmen can make progress in doing this business with the Father. When you serve businessmen, the women in their families can easily come. The women cannot come here alone, but when the pillar of the family comes, this family will automatically then continue to grow gradually. This is why those from Rajasthan have to make good quality souls emerge. Don't say that there are no such souls around. You will have to look for them because they do exist. You will have to spend some time on them. They are always busy. You have to find some way to bring them closer. Otherwise, everything else is good. You have taken a good opportunity to do service. Every zone receives this opportunity. This is a very good way to come close and take blessings. Whether everyone sees you or not, whether everyone knows you or not, it doesn't matter, because when you do very good service, blessings automatically emerge for you. Those blessings reach you very quickly because they are blessings from the heart. This is why they quickly touch your hearts. Bap Dada says, "The easiest effort of all is to give and receive blessings. When your account of blessings is full, Maya won't be able to disturb you because your account is full. You receive the power of accumulation. Therefore, remain happy and make everyone else happy. Learn the secret of each one's nature and make everyone happy. Do not say that such ones are always unhappy. You yourselves have to know their secrets. Feel their pulse and then give them the medicine of blessings and everything will become easy. Is this okay, Rajasthan?" Teachers from Rajasthan, stand up. Congratulations for the service you have done. Make easy effort and continue to give everyone blessings. Don't think about receiving, but simply continue to give, and you will continue to receive. To give is to receive. Is this okay? It is like this, is it not? You are the children of the bestower. Don't think that you will give something when someone else gives to you. You must just continue to give as a bestower and you will thus automatically receive. Those who have come here for the first time this cycle, raise your hands. Generally, half are here for the first time and half have been here before. Acha, all of you sitting at the sides and the back, are you all easy yogis? Raise one hand if you are easy yogis. At the time of taking leave, Bapdada was given the news of the pilgrimages to the temples where there are the main Shivalingams. All the news of the pilgrimages everywhere reaches Bapdada from time to time. All of you are playing your parts of service with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. You are receiving blessings from your devotees. When those devotees who have finished their devotion receive Baba's message, you will be able to see which ones from those who were given the message become my children. Very good service is taking place because the method that you have created for this service is attracting everyone very much. We shall now see which category of souls emerges as a result of that. It was very good that the devotees also received drishti and an introduction from you. Now, in the future, continue to serve them and enable them to make progress. Those who are tirelessly doing this service are doing very good service. Love and remembrance to all of you children. Bapdada continues to watch you. Success is your birthright anyway. Mauritius Centre received a National Unity Award from the Prime Minister. Mauritius is very well connected with their VIPs. You make a good impact on them, and this is why you have received the fruit of your incognito service. Special congratulations to you, Acha. Blessing. May you remain constantly happy and claim blessings by keeping a balance of remembrance and service in every breath. Just as you pay attention to keeping your link of remembrance constantly connected, in the same way, let the link of service be constantly connected. Let there be remembrance and service in every breath. This is known as keeping a balance. With this balance, you will constantly continue to experience blessings, and the sound will emerge in your hearts that you are being sustained with blessings. You will become free from having to work hard or having to battle. You will become free from any questions of what, why, how, and will remain constantly happy. You will then experience success to be your birthright. Slogan: in order to claim an award from the Father, yourself, and your companions, you must have with you the certificate of being free from obstacles. Om Shanti.